Düsseldorf in the early 1960s. Gerhard Richter, then a young artist, had already finished his studies. To make a name for himself, he offered to paint portraits on commission. These portraits were already informed by Richter's own signature style. Moreover, he took an unusual approach to portraiture, since he never personally met the people he painted at all. His first portrait commission came from Gisela Knobloch, a doctor and art collector in Cologne. Richter asked her to go to a passport photo booth at Düsseldorf station, take photos of herself, and send them to him by post. In portraiture in the past, artists usually sought to capture the personality of their sitters, distilling the essence of their insight onto the canvas with paint and brushes. In contrast, Richter deliberately avoided personal contact with the person commissioning the portrait. Instead, he focused solely on reproducing the passport photos as realistically as possible. He precisely transferred the qualities of the model to his painting. 4 square photos in black and white. But with one important difference, the blurred surface. To finish the painting, he dragged a soft brush over the drying oil paint. This created the conspicuous blurred effect, which became the signature feature of Gerhard Richter's early photo paintings.